Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
Death metal attracts sharks.
Does it?
It does. Handy to know if you're ever surfing. What, you know, not to have on your iPod, I suppose.
Yeah. Does it work the other way around? So if you play like the total opposite of death
metal? I don't know. Like
would
classical?
They,
would that... I don't know.
Would they swim away?
Does Johann Sebastian not encourage them? I'm not sure. That's not an experiment that's been fully done. But I can tell you the Discovery Channel team filming Great Whites found that a military underwater speaker playing a band called Darkest Era cranked up to 11 enticed the ocean's original headbangers.
Right.
Apparently low-frequency vibrations are what signify to the shark that there are shoals of fish thrashing about.
Right.
So anything that doesn't have too much bass in it, I guess, probably they wouldn't be too excited with, you know, all violin. Apparently an Aussie shark tour operator found that AC/DC was equally useful to crank up to get the
to
sharks
attract
out.
Them, okay.
Yeah. Which I feel is news that both sharks and fans of loud rock would be equally pleased with. It all kind of fits, really, doesn't it? It would have been very sad to have discovered that, you know, sharks were attracted by experimental jazz, surely, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know? Unless it's because the sharks are actually the old folks of the ocean, and what they're actually doing is coming over to ask everyone to turn it down.
Turn that
down,
off!
Down.
What's that racket?
That's my attempt at a shark with no teeth.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not
yet.
Sure. Okay. I see taking a knee during the Tokyo Olympics or lifting a fist in support of racial equality will be punished.
Oh.
As the International Olympic Committee maintains its ban on athlete protests inside stadiums, at ceremonies and on podiums.
Goodness. What is the punishment?
Not sure. I mean, I imagine
like a slap
fines.
On the wrist?
I imagine
or
it would be fines of some sort. Or
a cane?
You know, possibly. Yes, let's wind it back to those
Get
days.
Up.
Yeah, 30 lashes on the back of a ship. It's also the view of 70% of the athletes too. That's kind of why they've decided to maintain it. But I guess like the thing is it's the 30% that want to protest that will have an issue with that and will probably go ahead and do it anyway.
I don't think anyone is like, for protests unless you are
really,
for the cause. You know what I mean? Unless you have a cause that you are supporting, then you're not going to be like, I love protests.
No.
No one loves a protest.
No.
The reason they're doing it is because they're unhappy.
So I don't know. I suppose it just means that they won't be able to just go in there and do it without any consequence.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll stop people doing it.
It's an odd thing to say, no protesting. I don't think anyone is saying protest.
No.
It's just an odd thing to double down on, isn't
but
it?
But it is a world platform where people are going to be looking, and you have
That's
to
true.
Expect that I suppose it's going to attract people that want to make a statement. So anyway, I mean, some would say that the whole Olympics are a statement, but anyway. The Tokyo Olympics, delayed as they are, kick off July 23. I think that's a strange statement, the fact that they're
it
going
is.
Ahead, to
yeah.
be honest.
Oh, well, we'll see what happens.
Queen turned 95 yesterday.
Oh.
I know, a tough time, yes. Like right in the middle of everything.
I know.
I mean, officially in the middle of the, you know, the mourning period and stuff.
Yeah.
So, apparently that means no official photos or anything come out. They'll often do that.
Yeah.
But not at the moment. It's, So, look, you know, it's funny. You kind of realise, I suppose, when you kind of discover that, when you're reminded that people have lost, you know, partners and birthday. You remember that these people are actually people.
Yeah, they're not just an image you see on the screen or in papers or whatever.
Or on your money and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
on your
like
money.
That takes
I
it to a whole
at money
new
for
level.
A while.
No, I know, and few people
forgot
have.
Forgot she was on there.
But indeed, it's, it's a reminder that people, you know, these folks are people.
Poor Queenie.
Taco Bell's coming to WA. Not,
really?
Not close. Ellenbrook and Midland are apparently in line for the first couple of stores. So if you want to get yourself some, you know, some drive-through style Mexican, there's been a bit of a Mexican boom.
Drive-through, is it?
Well, I assume so. You know, it's an ultimate fast food. I assume.
Well, I mean, we already had, like Zambreros.
That's what I mean. There was quite the
Mexican restaurants.
This is bulk, bulk Mexican inspired stuff. Like it's the. But, you know, it'll
straight
be a cheap taco
the
right there. I don't know about straight from the source. I'm not sure that's at all what I was saying. But anyway, that's one for fans. It's a fair drive, though, Ellenbrook or Midland. And no word on whether the Miami Millionaires claimed their prize. $1.1 million in Saturday Lotto, still going begging as far as I know. And that's ahead of the $80 million Powerball jackpot on offer tonight.
Well, I think if they don't collect it, then it's mine.
Yeah, I think so too. And if I won, by the way, I'd stay humble. Nikki.
Would you?
For sure. Oh. I mean, I might never wear the same pair of undies twice again, but that wouldn't make me a tool.
No.
You meant to be more reassuring than that.
Was that the end of it?
Okay.
I was waiting for more.
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying it wouldn't change me. Like, you know what?
Right.
I might gold plate my toilet, but that doesn't make me...
I'm still me.
I'm still me. I'm still Jenny from the block. That's my point.
Okay.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right. They'll complain. It's a big kick. It's a big kick.
The Coast Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight.
Yes, come on in, Malcolm Blight. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, DeMello. Hi, Nikki. How
Hello.
You going, guys?
We very, are good.
Very well. Now, before we get into the tips for the week, I noticed that the stars, I guess, when it comes to the state that really helped football out last year, Queensland, going ahead with their Olympic bid, talk of $1 billion to be spent on the Gabba to help get that bid over the line. That's got to filter through to football, surely. It's going to be a good thing for the game as well.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, it would be. They're talking some unbelievable things to happen to the Gabba. I think I've saw some sketches or something. It looks magnificent. It'd tie the whole transport system up in Brisbane, which would be unbelievable. And, yes, it would help out both cricket and footy and anything else they wanted at the Gabba. It'd be a world-class event.
And I kind of like seeing improvements like that getting done to iconic venues as opposed to... I mean, it's nice to start again, but it's also nice to keep some heritage, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I agree with that. And look, it's a long way off. I can't think that far. 2032.
Goodness
Can
me.
Can we get off that subject? I've just aged 20 years.
Too much forward.
All right, into footy then. We've got a long weekend, and footy is on tomorrow now.
Yeah,
so we're starting
tonight.
On a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, no Thursday footy. I'm really annoyed. Oh. Just don't do it. I liked it. But anyhow, all right, yep. The first game, GWS and the Bulldogs.
Bullies, surely. They're likely, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Although GWS have won the last couple, so they've started to play better. But the bullies are flying, and they are being bullies and pushing around everybody else. Right and love.
Now, there's a fair bit of action on the Saturday.
On Saturday, it's like five games.
And none on Monday. They've crammed it all into the Saturday and Sunday action. So it's Eagles and Geelong in Melbourne on Saturday.
Probably. I'll tell you who's not playing is Patrick Dangerfield, and you know why? I've actually picked the Eagles to win at Geelong, which I never ever do, but I just reckon you guys, what am I saying? The West Coast Eagle guys.
Well, I am playing actually.
I know. they're going nicely, and I think Geelong just not. It's just spluttering a bit, so I'm going to go for a bit of an upset there, the Eagles to win.
Oh, nice. We like to hear that. Frio also playing on Saturday, taking on North Melbourne. What do you think?
Yes. Go and collect now. Line up, collect. You will win. Fremantle had a really good win over Adelaide. North Melbourne are just struggling, mate. They'll finish so far last, it's not funny, which is quite sad, really. But anyhow, Frio are in good nick and done well so far.
Okay, now, look, I suppose it's the marquee game, in theory, the Collingwood-Essendon game on Anzac Day. Normally play three games on Anzac Day?
Yeah, this happened a few years ago. They said they should split it and try and put one in each state. So they're putting Tassie, obviously Melbourne, and also Adelaide, where Port Adelaide are playing St Kilda, and Hawthorn playing Adelaide down in Tassie. So, yeah, they did. This started a few years ago. There used to be only the one game, but now they've spread it around the country.
All right.
Okay. Anything exciting from those three games?
Which one would you lean towards paying attention to?
I think none of them, thank you.
Don't even bother on Sunday. Enjoy your Sunday.
I think I'll go for a run or something. No, Adelaide. I think Adelaide will beat Hawthorn, and that's a bit of an upset. I think Collingwood will beat Essendon. They've been under the pump all week, Collingwood, Nathan Buckley, all that. And Port Adelaide should account for St Kilda, who have been a bit up and down. But, I mean, it's a really good day. Footy, 12 o'clock. In Eastern States, 2:50 and 6:40, so you can sit on the TV and watch three games in a row.
Can't argue with that. A nice weekend of footy coming up. Enjoy yours, drive safe, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys, bye.
You've got a
you tweaked the social media.
Yes, Instagram is trying out a new feature. So I think it was last year when they started hiding the amount of likes on the post. So it used to be like a love heart and it would say a number next to it of how many people have liked your photo. Now it just has maybe like a couple of your friends' names, people that you know that have liked it.
But and you then, don't know the rest.
But you can't see how many unless I think you can probably click into it and find out.
Right.
But there's no number to go like, wow, that person got so many likes.
So what are they doing now?
Well, now they are hiding the likes altogether.
Really?
So, they're just going to take it all away. You can choose, so that's your choice, you can choose to hide the like count from your own Instagram feed. So, yeah, I guess that means you can choose to see if anyone has likes on their photos or not. So you're literally just looking at photos and not...
Wow. So like, you'll have to decide all by yourself whether something's
good
or not.
I know, you can't look and see if your friends have liked it first. Yeah. The idea, of course, is to reduce anxiety that people feel if a post doesn't receive the number of likes that they were looking for.
Fair enough, but like, what about my anxiety about whether I should respond or not, though? I don't know if I should respond if it's not going to be popular.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
No, back to the drawing.
What are you going to do?
Back to the drawing
board, please. You
might
just have to figure out if you like things yourself.
No, I don't have that in me anymore.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
All right, Anzac Day, long weekend means double demerits are back for midnight tonight.
God, that was a short little break away from them, wasn't it?
It was, I know. We like those little breaks. Of course, if you want details of Anzac events near you, then check coastlive.com.au. We've got the comprehensive list. Now, it's Earth Day today. I mean, to be fair.
Nice.
I mean, every day is Earth Day until we come up with a better alternative. So,
yes.
Yeah. But the theme this year is to restore our Earth and features five primary programs. The Canopy Project, who are they trying to make that green belt? You know, they're trying to grow trees, big, large amounts of trees across the planet.
Oh.
They actually want the green belt, they actually want like a circle of like a K-wide circle of trees to try and reverse.
Right.
Yeah, and they're trying to grow it across deserts and stuff. They're doing some amazing work on that front.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great idea, especially
it is.
Like, I think with like all the housing and stuff, you know, everyone just clears everything, plonks a house on it and that's it. I just think, where's all the trees? Where's the greenery?
It cools things down and it also provides a bit of habitat, you know?
It does. Think of all the things you're clearing away with the greenery and trees.
There's also food and environment, climate literacy, the Global Earth Challenge, the Great Global Cleanup, Earth. Day.org is your starting point for getting behind some of those activities and things you can do.
Nice.
Also, April 22 is National Jelly Bean Day.
Nice.
Work that in if you want to. It's also apparently Take Your Kid to Work Day. How very convenient.
Don't think anyone really wants to do that,
well,
do they?
Well, that's probably why they make it fall on a school day, you know? Oh, well, mate, sorry, bad luck. Oh. Maybe have to try that next year.
It's a bit of time away as well, isn't it? It's like, oh, thank goodness.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Live from downtown Uzbekistan today, Nikki Parkinson.
It's lovely weather here, thank you. It's that time of year again when the Oscars goodie bag contents have been revealed.
Oh.
The Academy.
Here we go. I mean, you reckon it's bad missing out on $80 million worth of lotto winning? Even this.
This is basically the same.
Same thing.
The Academy Awards are on this Sunday night. It will be Monday morning our time. Things have been scaled down due to the pandemic, but not in the Oscar swag bags, it appears.
Right.
The top 25 Oscar nominees will receive gift bags totaling $60,000 each US dollars, which mostly consists of luxury vacations, expensive beauty treatments, jewels, clothes, custom created artworks, and more. One of the holidays is a two-night trip to Fiji at a private resort with your own personal five-star chefs. That's valued at $8,000. There's also a four-day trip to Turks and Caicos valued at $10,000 as well.
Because they need it. They need a bit of a leg up.
I know. It just seems funny that these people that can afford all of these things get them for free.
Of course.
Anyway, the 93rd Oscars will not have a single host, with high-profile presenters all dealing out the awards on a rotating basis throughout the night. So be able to watch it Monday morning here in Australia.
Nice.
A Kiss biopic is on the way. Netflix has reportedly fast-tracked the film, which will be called Shout It Out Loud, with band leaders Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons helping with the project.
Oh.
The band's concert arena anthems will be a big part of the film, but it'll also go back to when they were just two misfit kids from Queens who formed an unlikely friendship, starting Kiss after they enlisted guitarist Ace Frehley and drummer Peter Criss. Hopes are to do for Kiss what Bohemian Rhapsody did for Queen a couple of years ago, so you can expect some big things from this movie.
Just with slightly more makeup.
Yes, and more hair. Miley Cyrus has teased an upcoming collaboration with the Kid LAROI. She posted this video to social media with a bunch of headlines behind her about her past relationships over the last few years. So here it is.
And I can't take it back, so in the past is where we'll leave it. So there I go, oh, can't make a wife out of a whoa. I'll never find the words to say I'm sorry, but I'm scared to be alone. You cut out a piece of me.
Okay. That's what we do now. We just sort of take over and do a verse.
Sounds good, though. I'll listen to it.
Oh, it does sound good.
It'll be out soon. Don't know when exactly yet. And Keith Urban has released a new song called Out the Cage, featuring legendary chic guitarist Nile Rodgers and trap country artist Brellant.
Okay.
I think they just lock me up to taunt me. I won't ever let nobody on me. I don't let these thoughts of freedom haunt me.
What you gonna do when they learn the truth?
Stuff with everyone, doesn't he?
He does. Okay. Can't stop him.
Nikki and Demello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.